fun.
Huh. So tell me about your, what was your training plan?
Well, you know, I basically used a training plan that had, it was pretty high mileage, probably between 120 and 140 miles a week. But a lot of that had to do with long days. So every 2 weeks I would do a really long run, somewhere between, 30 to 60 miles.
Goodness.
And in between those, the shorter weeks, I would do something 20 to 30 miles.
As your long run.
As my long run.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I was also working full time at the time. So
what were you doing then? What were you doing then?
I was working at the Alta Lodge.
Uh huh.
And I was the sous chef for 10 years there in the lodge.
Oh.
So it was great. I could eat as much as I wanted.
Do those long runs, but, come back and recover.
So basically, my training, I looked at it and said, okay, I have this, I'm just going to have these two hard points. I'm going to do an interval set every week, and I'm going to do a long run every week. And between that, I'm just going to go run in the mountains and have fun. Whether that's a 10-mile run or whatever. And, it ended up to, fairly high mileage, but that was kind of the idea. Long run.
What did your interval sets consist of?
It was...
I assume they weren't roads.
No, we'd go down, the Wolfpack would go down to, we'd go down a lot of times to the University of Utah track.
Oh.
And, run on a track.
Just beat each other up.
Sure, and it'd be like it was typically a ladder type workout of 440s, half miles, 1 mile, 2 mile, and then back down.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the range of 6 to 8 miles, but it was, those were some of the hardest days we did.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing we did a lot of is when we were running together, we didn't have a lot of sophistication in terms of what was good training, so we pushed each other really hard. Creighton used to say a lot of times, Jared is such a motor mouth, and a lot of times I just have to run faster to shut him the hell up.